Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga, text number 31. Sarabhutasthitam yomam.
Sarabhutasthitam yomam.
Pajanye katvamasthita.
Pajanye katvamasthita.
Sarvatarvatmanonopi.
Sarvatarvatmanonopi.
Sayogimayivartate. Sarabhutasthitam. Situated in everyone's heart.
Ya, he who.
Mam, me. Bhajati. Serves in devotional service. Ekatvam. In oneness. Asita. Situated. Sarvata. In all respects. Vartamana. Being situated. Api. In spite of. Saha. He. Yogi. The transcendentalist. Mayi. In me. Vartate. Remains. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Such a yogi who engages in the worshipful service of the Super Soul, knowing that I and the Super Soul are one, remains always in me in all circumstances. Purport. A yogi who is practicing meditation on the Super Soul sees within himself the plenary portion of Krishna as Vishnu, with four hands holding conch shell, wheel, club, and lotus flower. The yogi should know that Vishnu is not different from Krishna. Krishna in his form of Super Soul is situated in everyone's heart. Furthermore, there is no difference between the innumerable Super Souls present in the innumerable hearts of all living entities. Nor is there a difference between a Krishna conscious person always engaged in the transcendent loving service of Krishna and a perfect yogi engaged in meditation on the Super Soul. The yogi in Krishna consciousness, even though he may be engaged in various activities while in material existence, remains always situated in Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1-2-187 of Srila Rupa Goswami. Nikilas Vap Yavastasu Jivan Muktas Uchite. A devotee of the Lord always acting in Krishna consciousness is automatically liberated. And then Narada Pancharatna is confirmed in this way. Dik Kalad Yana Vachine Krishne Cheto Vidaya Cha Tanmayo Bhavati Shi Pram Jivo Brahmani Yojayat. By concentrating one's attention on the transcendental form of Krishna, who is all-pervading and beyond time and space, one becomes absorbed in thinking of Krishna and then attains a happy state of transcendental association with him. Krishna consciousness is the highest stage of trance in yoga practice. It is very understanding that Krishna is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart makes the yogi faultless. The Vedas, Gopal Tapani Upanishad 121, confirm this inconceivable potency of the Lord as follows. Ekopi san bahuda yo vibhavati. Although the Lord is one, he is present in innumerable hearts as many. Similarly, in the Smriti Shastra is said, Eka eva paro vishnu sarva vyapi nisamshaya aishvaryat rupa ekam cha suryavat bahudeyate. Vishnu is one, and yet he is certainly all-pervading. By his inconceivable potency, in spite of his one form, he is present everywhere, as the sun appears in many places at once. Sarva-bhuti-sthitam yomam bhajanti-ekatmam-asthita sarvata-vatmanam-opi samaya-yogi-vartate. Such a yogi who engages in the worshipful Super Soul, the Super Soul, knowing that I am the Super Soul of One, remains always in me in all circumstances. So our philosophy is that vinat-vatnam-anamino, that Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. Similarly, Krishna's form and Krishna's name and Krishna's qualities and pastimes, they're all Krishna. Therefore it said, Tanama Rupacharitadi Sukir Sapatsatapta Vidya Pitopatapta Rasanasana Rochikanu Kinvadarad Anudinam Kaila Sabadushta Svadvi Gadamula Svadvi Kramad Bhavati Tatkalamula Hantri. That the holy name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendently sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful how by simply chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens with one's tongue, and one's disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So, Syat Krishna Nama Charitayu Sitapta Vidya. So that means that Krishna and his name are non-different. Similarly, there are numerous forms of Krishna. Krishna has expanded himself in the heart of all living entities. And none of them are different from Krishna, as we explained before, that Krishna is like the judge. He has a certain uniform when he goes to court, and he has a different uniform when he comes home and he puts on his robe and slippers. He's different names, different activities, but he's the same person. Similarly, Krishna, who happens to be in our heart, is exactly the same person as Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. But for the conditioned soul, he doesn't appear with two hands holding a flute. He appears as an expansion specifically meant to do a certain function. Now, how Krishna remains in the heart doing that function and at the same time is in Goloka Vrindavan playing on a flute, because essentially there's no difference in his attitude. We may think, well, you know, if I was in Krishna's situation and I was in the material world, I'd try to get out of here as soon as possible. I wouldn't stay around in this place. And besides that, if he's condemning so many people to death and awarding so many people so much opulence sometimes, then doesn't he get affected by the whole thing? He couldn't possibly be the charming cowherd boy in Vrindavan doing these things, could he? So that's Krishna's inconceivable potency, that he can expand himself even into the material world and as the super soul perform so many different, well, observe and award, sanction, and yet be exactly the same person as Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, fulfilling that function. So we cannot possibly understand what the mood of the super soul is, except that he is just like compared to the Father, as it is said, was that in the Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, when Vyasadeva saw the illusory energy and the back of Krishna. What was that first word? It's fifth chapter, and then Vyasadeva in trance. Then he saw Krishna. Or 8. When is the 7th chapter? Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyag Pranihite Malay Apasha Purusham Purnam Maya Chat Tat Apashrayam. So, Bhakti Yogena Manasi. That Srila Vyasadeva linked his mind with that of Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti Yogena Manasi. Samyag. Completely. Purushe So he saw the Purusha. Bhakti Yogena Manasi. Samyag. Purushe Amale, completely pure personality of Godhead. Bhakti Yogi Namanasi, Samyak Purushe, Amale Purushe, Pranite Purushe, Apaishet Purusham, Purnam, Maya Chattar Apashvaya. And he saw Krishna completely pure and is as the Supreme Person, and on the backside he saw Maya. In other words, the yogi is faultless because he knows that the same all compassionate, beautiful personality has now expanded himself as a super soul in order to fulfill a certain function, in order to aid the conditioned souls to go back to the spiritual world. That no one is more concerned with the spiritual souls than Krishna is. It's not that Krishna is simply sitting there just watching, thinking, aha, another mistake. I'm really going to get him for this time. Or, finally, this person did something nice for me. Maybe I feel a little obligated. Or maybe I should reciprocate, send them a birthday present. No, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, as is the Goloka Vrindavan, is expands the super soul form of function to help teach the conditioned souls how to become reformed, give them an opportunity for reformation. But he just doesn't sit as a super soul. He comes in different avatars externally, and he comes as his representatives so that the message of the super soul can be conveyed to the living entities so gradually they can understand what Krishna is trying to tell them, and when they don't listen, what he's doing in order to rectify them. So this conception of God is simply the personality who's condemning people to death and throwing them into the darkest regions of hell because he just does, they didn't listen to him, and sits there, you know, no face on a big throne, and just picking little souls up and throwing them into the burning fire. Ah, look at that. Burn, burn. Baby burn. And all the bored angels looking around, coming by, wow, throw another one in there. That was far out. I haven't seen one burn like that in a long time. So this conception of God is some cruel, insensitive personality who has created the material world to torture the living entities for some reason, or just has it as a play field to see what would happen if people deny his existence, how we could torture them eternally. We give them one chance. That's right. Put them into the material world, give them one chance, and either they eternally go to hell and burn forever, or they go to heaven and play on a flute, on a harp or a horn forever. So there's many different conceptions about even those who believe in God, that at the end he comes somehow or another. We have this theory that one preacher was saying that when everyone becomes, every tribe, someone in every tribe becomes a Christian, and then Jesus will come back and resurrect all the bones and take all the bones back to the heavenly world where he comes from. And that we're just waiting to convert someone to Christianity, the one last tribe, and everything will be, then the end of time will come. And all the bones will arise. So, be careful, you might get hit by bones come. don't get near any place where people are buried, because when they all rise up, you might get hit by them. So many conceptions, but none of them are very attractive. That God brought his only son here to be tortured. His good son. So what about us? What's going to happen to us? That's what he does to his good son. Imagine us. So many theories and speculations, but this conception that God, as a beautiful coward boy in Vrindavan, is the same super soul in our heart, will give us some, you know, appreciation, some hope that it's not like a cruel thing that we're going through, and that actually God doesn't really like us, otherwise he would be a little bit more merciful to us. And he's sitting there watching the whole thing, and he doesn't even shed a tear of sympathy for us, or whatever else speculation we have. We should understand that the person who loves us the most, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, Suridam, who is the best well-wisher of ourselves, has arranged everything for our purification, not for our misery. It's meant to help us make spiritual advancement, and he's our number one fan to try to get us back to the spiritual world. And for those who try and take shelter of him, he does everything possible to encourage us. At the same time, tries to cut it down, our attachments, so that we can get back to the spiritual world as quickly as possible. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that this understanding that Krishna is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart makes the yogi faultless. How does it happen? If we, first of all, what is the principle that if you understand Paramatma in everyone's heart, that you can become faultless? And also, what does it mean to understand that Krishna is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart?
Well, Krishna has already explained that in many places in Bhagavad Gita, that samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinasya va vinashantam yak pashyati sa pashyati, that one who understands that the soul and the super soul within the destructible body are never destroyed actually sees samam pashyanti sarvatra samavasitam ishwaram nihinasyatmanatmanatatoyati param gitim. One who sees that the super soul is equal everywhere does not degrade himself by his mind, thus gradually attains the supreme destination. So we're thinking that the souls are responsible for what's going on, and therefore we like some people, we don't like anyone. But one who actually sees that Krishna is ultimately, as he says, sarvata panipadam tat sarvata shi shimo mukam sarvata shuti malo ke sarma avritti dishiti, one who everywhere his hands and legs, his eyes and faces, and he exists everywhere. In this way the super soul exists. So all these hands and legs that we think belong to others actually belong to Krishna. And that Krishna is moving everything and arranging everything perfectly for every living entity to help their advance in spiritual life. So one who sees that doesn't hate anyone. That's a Ishupanishad verse. Doesn't hate anyone or anything. What is that verse? Which is translation?
He who systematically sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts
and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being.
Yeah, so that's or doesn't degrade himself by his mind, so that's the same thing as faultless. That's our main fault. Instead of love, we have many other emotions towards others. Is that right? Anything else?
Hare Krishna. So this super soul, you were saying also some days ago how when some great saint was confronted with some beasts, then the super soul makes that animal act better than it would in normal circumstances. Like, it inspires them to behave nicely towards the saint.
Yeah, it says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
So my question is, so it does happen with us also, that we behave better than we would normally would if we are in association of devotees?
Well, that happened to Murugari, the hunter. As soon as the hunter was half killing the animals, taking pleasure in it, when Narada Muni interfered with it and the animals fled, then the hunter met Narada Muni and he wanted to curse him and say something evil, but he couldn't in the presence of such a great saint. Similarly, in Prabhupada's presence, many people, devotees remarked, they were much better than they normally would have been. So then if you create a spiritual atmosphere, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so powerful that he got the animals, the deer and the tigers, to kiss each other. So, well, anyhow, even in the present, if we're nice to people, generally they're nice. If we're Krishna conscious, we could say, then generally people will act better to us. Like if you're on book distribution, have you ever been on book distribution? Yeah. Ever been enthusiastic about distributing books? Yeah. Have you noticed people change their mood towards you? So when we're enthusiastic and under the spiritual energy, the people change. You go out there and try to distribute a book and everyone's just saying, get a job or get lost. And then when you get, suddenly the books start going out and you get enlivened, and then start people change their attitudes. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Anything else? All right, thank you very much. Grantharaj, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai.